This is a very significant attack. Now, it took place while the military was going through training for a big parade that they were planning to have on the 22nd of May, which is the anniversary of national unification, which occurred back in 1990. Now, President Hadi had really wanted this to be a very symbolic display of the unity that he hopes is being further entrenched into the military. The problem is that this unity within the military doesn't exist. Also, the ability to protect against these sorts of attacks clearly doesn't exist.
Last week, the Yemeni army launched a US-backed offensive against al-Qaeda, who've claimed responsibility for the attack. Does the bombing indicate that US involvement has been ineffective or, in fact, has made things worse?
Well, certainly US involvement fighting against AQAP and Ansar al-Sharia is not appreciated by AQAP and Ansar al-Sharia, but neither is it appreciated by most ordinary Yemenis that I speak to. Now, yes, AQAP has claimed this attack and they have said that this is a revenge attack for the level of intervention and military action going on down in the south. That sounds quite likely, that this is intended to be a deeply symbolic attack against the US intervention.
Now, al-Qaeda's posted a statement online saying that it's not going to tire, even though the defence minister and his aides escaped the blast. And President Hadi's promised to get rid of al-Qaeda. He says the war on terrorism will continue until it's uprooted and annihilated completely, regardless of the sacrifices. Is this a new phase for both sides?
There's no easy solution. And the problem is that this has been something that has been becoming more and more entrenched over the last few years. I think there was a window of opportunity a while back to see the AQAP threat for what it was, something that most Yemenis had no interest in. People did not want al-Qaeda to have a presence in their local area. They weren't popular. There was very little that al-Qaeda was able to do to win over, you know, or to gain traction. As the level of intervention from outside has increased, al-Qaeda's narrative has been very astute, and they're able to say, look, we're under attack by outsiders. We're under attack from the air by the Americans. You know, they, in a recent video where they captured a number of soldiers, they paraded these poor soldiers in front of the camera as one of the fighters said, you know, the Americans are in your skies, they are attacking you. And this is something that, because people can see the evidence of this, you know, they can see the destroyed buildings, civilians are being killed, they can see very tangible evidence of this. It's a powerful narrative.
And many people are living in poverty, malnutrition is affecting hundreds of thousands of children. So it looks as though there's going to be a need for foreign aid or foreign intervention, at least for some time still.
I think international intervention in Yemen is going to be scaled up, but the problem is that there's a conflation between humanitarian goals and counter-terrorism goals, and it's being seen that the two can be fixed by largely the same solutions. I think if it's going to be effective, the humanitarian intervention has to be just that, humanitarian assistance with no security strings attached.